You wonderful, righteous members of the church are a constant inspiration and motivation for me. I thank you for your zest for life, your willingness to share self, your devotion, and your determination to live worthily. I also thank you, our many friends who've joined us through these conference sessions. May their blessing come to you from application of the teachings received. In South America, recently, a youth asked, "Can you give us suggestions that will help us know the Savior better and be able to constantly follow his example?" That question and others like it have prompted this message on acquiring spiritual knowledge. President Benson emphasized the importance of spiritual knowledge, saying, "We should make daily study of the scriptures a lifetime pursuit. Search them diligently, learn the doctrine, master the principles. You must see that searching the scriptures is not a burden laid upon us by the Lord, but a marvelous blessing and an opportunity." President Kimball commented, "Spiritual learning takes precedence. The secular without the foundation of the spiritual is like the foam upon the milk, the fleeting shadow. One need not choose between the two, for there is opportunity to get both simultaneously." As you seek spiritual knowledge, carefully search for principles. Separate them from the detail used to explain them. Principles are concentrated truth packaged for application to a variety of circumstances. A true principle makes decisions clear even under the most confusing and compelling circumstances. It is worth great effort to organize the truth we gather to simple statements of principle. I've tried to do that with gaining spiritual knowledge. The result is now shared in hope that will be a beginning place for your study. To acquire spiritual knowledge and to obey it with wisdom, one must in humility seek divine light, exercise faith in Jesus Christ, hearken to his counsel, and keep his commandments. As spiritual knowledge unfolds, it must be understood, valued, obeyed, remembered, and expanded. I will explain that statement using examples from the scriptures, the prophets, and the precious though difficult laboratory of personal experience. My desire is that the suggestions given will help you in your quest for spiritual truth throughout your life. Then in time, you may accomplish this objective given by President Joseph F. Smith. The greatest achievement mankind can make in this world is to familiarize themselves with divine truth so thoroughly, so perfectly, that the example or conduct of no creature living in the world can ever turn them away from the knowledge that they have obtained. From my boyhood, I've desired to learn the principles of the gospel in such a way that it would matter not to me who might fall from the truth. My foundation would be certain in the truths I have learned. Like President Smith, you and I need that secure anchor in our life to keep our life centered in righteousness, to avoid being swept away by the ruthless waves of worldliness. The following scriptures teach why we should seek divine light. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I, the Lord, will be a light unto them forever that hear my words. It is I that speak. I am the light which shineth in the darkness, and by my power I give these words unto thee." Put your trust in that spirit which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously. "I will impart unto you of my spirit, which shall enlighten your mind, which shall fill your soul with joy. And by this you may know all things, whatsoever you desire of me, which are pertaining unto things of righteousness." Analogies with physical light help us understand the power of spiritual light. A bulb ignited in a dark room overpowers darkness. Yet if the darkness is too intense, it can overpower light, as with a bulb plunged into a bucket of black ink. Spiritual light overcomes the darkness of ignorance and disbelief. When transgression severely clouds a life, the focused spiritual truths of repentance cut the blackness as a laser penetrates the darkest ink. Humility is essential to acquiring of spiritual knowledge. To be humble is to be teachable. Humility permits you to be tutored by the Spirit and to be taught from sources inspired by the Lord, such as the Scriptures. The seeds of personal growth and understanding germinate and flourish in the fertile soil of humility. Their fruit is spiritual knowledge to guide you here and hereafter. A proud individual cannot know the things of the Spirit. Paul taught this truth, saying, "The things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Since it requires much personal effort to gain and use worthwhile knowledge, you simply cannot endlessly sample from every fascinating arena of life. Therefore, you should carefully select a few vital areas where you can focus energy to learn and to share vital truths. I know that to gain knowledge of great worth requires extraordinary personal effort. This is particularly true when our desire is to obtain spiritual knowledge. President Kimball said it this way: "The treasures of both secular and spiritual knowledge are hidden ones, but hidden from those who do not properly search and strive to find them. Spiritual knowledge is not available merely for the asking. Even prayers are not enough. It takes persistence and dedication of one's life. Of all the treasures of knowledge, the most vital is the knowledge of God." Brigham Young learned truth by carefully listening to Joseph Smith and striving to understand everything that was taught by word, example, or the Spirit. The resulting tutoring has blessed generations. It conditioned Brigham Young to learn additional truths and to share far more than he had personally learned from Joseph Smith. Follow his example. The need to exercise faith in Jesus Christ is absolutely essential. It is the foundation of the plan of salvation. When that exercise of faith is coupled with sincere effort based upon a willingness to hearken to his counsel, great personal growth and blessings follow. The Savior declared, "Now I give unto you a commandment to give diligent heed to the words of eternal life. For you shall live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. For the word of the Lord is truth. And whatsoever is truth is light, and whatsoever is light is spirit, even the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. And the Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of his Spirit. And every one that hearkeneth to the voice of his Spirit cometh unto the Father." The role of obedience in gaining spiritual knowledge is crucial, as this comment from President Joseph Fielding Smith confirms. Now, the Lord would give us gifts. He would quicken our minds. He would give us knowledge that will be so deeply rooted in our souls that it can never be rooted out if we will just seek for the light and understanding which is promised to us, and which we can receive if we will only be true and faithful to every covenant and obligation pertaining to the gospel of Jesus Christ. To keep the commandments, you must know them. The best single source of learning them is the Scriptures. President Joseph Fielding Smith gave this admonition: "Today we are troubled by evil designing persons who endeavor to destroy the testimonies of the members of the church. And many are in danger because of lack of understanding and because they have not sought the guidance of the Spirit. It is a commandment from the Lord that the members be diligent and study the fundamental truths of the gospel. Every baptized person can have an abiding testimony, but it will eventually grow dim and disappear without study, obedience, and diligent seeking to know and understand the truth. Profound spiritual truth cannot simply be poured from one mind and heart to another. It takes faith and diligent effort. Precious truth comes a small piece at a time through faith with great exertion and, at times, wrenching struggles. The Lord intends it be that way so that we can mature in progress. Moroni said, 'Dispute not because ye see not, for you will receive no witness until after the trial of your faith.'" To explain that truth, presently gave this wise instruction: "The Savior's blood, his atonement, will save us, but only after we have done all we can to save ourselves by keeping his commandments. Of all the principles of the gospel, there are principles of promise by which the plans of the Almighty are unfolded to us. As packets of knowledge unfold, they must be understood, valued, obeyed, remembered, and expanded." I'll explain. Understood. As each element of truth is encountered, you must carefully examine it in the light of prior knowledge to determine where it fits. Ponder it. Inspect it inside out. Study it from every vantage point to discover hidden meaning. View it in perspective to make sure that you've not jumped to false conclusions. Prayerful reflection yields further understanding. Such evaluation is particularly important when the truth comes as an impression from the Spirit. Valued. You show knowledge is valued by expressing appreciation for it, especially in heartfelt prayers of gratitude. The Lord said, "He who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious, and the things of this earth shall be added unto him even an hundredfold, yea, more." Obeyed. Obedient application of truth is the surest way of making it eternally yours. The wise use of knowledge will permeate your life with its precious fruit. Remembered. Powerful spiritual direction in your life can be overcome or forced into the background unless you provide a way to retain it. Brigham Young declared, "If you love truth, you can remember it." Knowledge carefully recorded is knowledge available in time of need. Spiritually sensitive information should be kept in a sacred place that communicates to the Lord how you treasure it. That practice enhances the likelihood of your receiving further light. Expanded. This thought refers to rich benefits that come from your effort to enlarge, extend, and increase your understanding of truth. Use the scriptures and the declarations of the prophets to expand your knowledge. You will find that efforts to share knowledge are often rewarded with more understanding as additional light flows into your mind and heart. We've come to the end of a great conference. Through its messages, you've been given truth without much effort on your part. Make these truths yours through study and application, and by emulating a prophet of God, Spencer W. Kimball, who at the conclusion of a conference taught, "While sitting here, I've made up my mind that when I go home from this conference this night, there are many, many areas in my life that I can perfect. I've made a mental list of them, and I expect to go to work as soon as we get through with conference." The privilege of learning absolute truth is sacred to me. I stand in awe that Heavenly Father and His beloved Son are willing, even anxious, to teach each one of us. Please use what I have shared with sensitivity for the wondrous privilege available to each one of us, willing to obey, to be taught eternal truth. Gaining knowledge is not a mechanical process. It is a sacred privilege based upon spiritual law. I know you can be inspired to receive help. Humbly ask your Father in heaven. Seek divine light. Exercise faith in the Redeemer. Seek to hearken to His counsel and obey His commandments. I testify that He will bless and help you through this sometimes treacherous world. I solemnly testify that Jesus Christ guides this, His church. He knows you and loves you personally. As you walk in faithfulness, He will bless you and guide you to greater knowledge and capacity. I certify that He lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.